Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little midweek bite-sized political podcast here. Thank you so much for downloading this. As always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. And shall we talk a little bit about the NHS? Oh, David, it's the envy of the world, don't you know? Well, it's not really the envy of the British public, or is it? So there's this big survey has dropped today. And I wanted to look at it a little bit because surveys are never what you think they are. That's the first thing to be said. And the headline in this survey is public satisfaction with the NHS is the lowest ever, survey shows. Oh, really? Yeah. Apparently, just 24% of people said they were satisfied with the NHS, with waiting times and staff shortages the biggest concerns. This is 5 percentage points down in last year and a drop from the 2010 high of 70% satisfaction. There's a wee bit of a clue in that. I think the BBC were being gaslit, but anyway, what's the solution here? Well, this poll has been running since 1983, ever since Elvis Costello released Shipbuilding. Yes. And it's the lowest satisfaction level ever. More than 3,000 people polled across England, Wales and Scotland. They don't ask our opinion in Northern Ireland. That's nice. I could soon tell them in two words. But the issue is here that basically around about a quarter of us are satisfied and two-thirds and three-quarters aren't satisfied, right? So what's the solution? We got to spend more tax on the NHS. They need more money. Oh, really? And, you know, I mean, this is transparent, this here, this whole piece. First of all, look, the reason that they're tracking back to everything was going really well up into 2010, and then it all fell apart. What happened in 2010? Labour were kicked out of power. That's what happened. The country was essentially almost bankrupt, right? And Labour went out of power. And so I believe the BBC are sort of subconsciously gaslighting us into thinking, gosh, things were so much better when the Labour were in charge, just in case you needed a reminder of how to vote later this year when the general election is called. So that's the first thing. But in the second instance, this notion that if, you know, I think it's 49% of people would say they would be prepared to pay more taxes to go to the NHS. Well, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to pay a penny more to the NHS. And I resent the very taxes that I currently pay towards the NHS. The NHS has been turned into the British central religion, essentially. That's what it is. It's a religion. It's not a health service. And it's a religion based on taking about $150 billion a year and giving you a third-rate, third-world service, which coincidentally seems to be staffed by and provide a service to the third world. Oh, the irony of ironies. The NHS isn't fit for purpose. Now, was it ever? Arguably, yes. Perhaps in the 50s, maybe in the 60s. But when mass migration started and other changes happened in our economy and our country, it became very apparent that the NHS became a political football. You see, everyone thinks, oh, we really love the notion of a health service that's free at point of use. And yes, who doesn't like things that are free at point of use? But any sensible person knows that nothing is free in this world, not even this podcast. If you guys don't fund me, this podcast will stop. Nothing is free. Now, of course, you know, if you choose to fund me or not, that's your decision. It's a choice that you can make your mind up on. But we got no choice when it comes to funding the NHS. They're going to take those taxes. If you're working, they're going to, and paying taxes, which frankly, a lot of people aren't. But if you are, they're going to take those taxes from your wage and then splash them up against an NHS, which is much more interested in determining how many of the 72 genders it can serve, making sure that staff use the correct pronoun, and of course, doing some of the terrible gender realignment stuff, which to my mind is satanic. So that's what your taxes are going for. And that's why I believe its NHS is unfit for purpose. I'm amazed that 24% or so of people think it's doing a good job. Who are they? Who are these 24%? I would have thought it was like 99% realize it's bust. And yes, I know here and there, there are pockets of excellence within it. But frankly, at $150 billion, you'd expect something for that, wouldn't you? So I don't know. I just think that the this sort of Anurin Bevan model of socialist healthcare introduced in the late 40s, it doesn't work anymore because it's essentially too political. The purpose of the NHS should be to provide patients with the very best care when they want it, and that hasn't been happening for a long time. And it's not that the money going into the NHS has got less. I think they waste it. I think it's a grotesquely inefficient organization. If you know, you put some decent managers in there, you could maybe sort it out. But the first thing they'd have to do is sack pretty much all the existing managers, and then you'd have a strike, and then you'd have to reallocate, you know, the priorities within the hospital, different departments, and what they do. And I don't see that really happening. So I think it's unfit for purpose, and I'd like to see it axed.